Hello, hello. Where am I? I'm at the British Library. Richard, still. Richard, what are we doing here?
Well, this is the launch event for a program called Futro, which is something to do with making the trains run on time, as Mussolini might have said.
Yes.
And, you know, how we do it a lot better in the future with technologies beyond the ones we're using at the moment. And I think what's currently the challenge is that the railway's got its head down the rabbit hole of its own problems and its own technology and current state of the art, and desperate need to get out and speak to other academics and businesses who've got technologies from other sectors to come in and do things differently.
And there is, within this, within what's going on today, there's been a sort of open innovation aspect to that discussion, so that it's begun to broaden out a little.
And I think that's what's encouraging about today, is that this approach is being taken, with doing things in a way which is slightly unusual for the industry. But I think that's very positive, and it's encouraging to be part of it.
And there's been some sort of helpful friction with, you know, some
creative tension.
Yeah. Big future ideas, and then people saying, but this is what customers want. And then, you know, and some vested interests banging up against some sort of big open ideas. Does that make, if you tell me if I'm wrong?
Well, there's certainly, you know, when you've got a big open vision, there's lots of scope within that for people to have different views of what it might be. I'm not sure we've had actually very little of the vested interest here today. I think it's been very collaborative and open approach. And again, that's encouraging.
What's the technology strategies board? Strategy boards. I'm getting mixed up here. What's your role within this?
So we're the UK's innovation agency. So we fund businesses to do exciting things with technology and create jobs and grow and do all that good stuff.
And there's massive potential for you.
Yeah. So we see the opportunity to help businesses, particularly ones we've been working with in other sectors, get plugged into the rail industry and look at this opportunity, which actually, if we solve this in the UK, this could go global. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got the same problems with congested railways. And the same customer requirements. If we can get great things here, there's some real opportunities for UK companies to benefit. So we'd be keen to understand how we can help the process, particularly bringing in businesses from other sectors. We're doing it at the moment. We've got a competition for funding enabling the digital railway, which is about bringing ICT, digital, creative companies into play with rail industry problems, play with some data, do some fun stuff, and see what new products and services can come out.
Data seems to be a very big thing here, that actually kind of mashing up customer data and usage data and capacity data and trying to come up with greater levels of efficiency as a result of that.
It's a big thing in every sector. Everyone's talking about it. And it's an obvious thing we can do with the technologies that are around at the moment. I think we need to make sure that anything we're doing with data is focused on actually what we're trying to achieve. And I think what's helpful about this discussion today is that there is this vision and some of the discussions we were having about, actually this is about achieving an entirely new customer experience in the railway. And there's inevitably data bits of that, but it's the outcome that we're looking for. It's this perfect journey, romantic, glorious journey experience that we're after.
Finally, the time frame that we've been looking at today is 30 years.
Yes.
That covers a lot of governments, a lot of parliaments, a lot of possible changes in the political landscape. To what degree does the ownership of the railways, whether that changes, whether that becomes more private, more or renationalised, how does that affect the way that innovation will be possible, the kind of projects that will be possible? Is it even an issue at this stage?
I think what's good about this process is that this is a 30-year vision, which is owned by bodies which have a lifetime longer than a parliament, and that industry is getting together to create those bodies. So the Rail Delivery Group, the Technical Strategy Leadership Group, will exist beyond this government and the next and further. The railway will inevitably be around for those sort of periods of time. We're talking about projects on the scale and time horizon as a high speed two. So that, you know, the rail industry is a critical part of the UK's infrastructure. And it's an opportunity for businesses, and as Technology Strategy Board also got that sort of time horizon, we're also around for the duration. There are inevitably, though, things to do with the structure of the industry, and it did come up today, that are constraining on how quickly this could be achieved. And maybe there's things that could be iterated within that structure. So could we, how do we flip what is currently, you know, challenges around delay attribution and fines to performance improvements and credits? And even something as simple as that would help drive the collaborative framework that we're talking about in this environment. So I think what we have is the structures in place, like the Rail Delivery Group, to talk about what that would be to enable this. And that needs to run alongside the technical innovation that we're talking today.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.